Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Ready to dive into something super important? We're talking about the impact of technology on our mental health because let's face it, we live in a world where screens are basically glued to our faces. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, checking notifications, and getting sucked into that digital vortex? You know that feeling when you put your phone down and realize hours have vanished? It happens to the best of us. But the truth is, technology can be both a blessing and a curse. Today, we're going to break down how our constant tech use might be affecting our mental well-being. First things first. Comparison is the thief of joy. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone else's life is perfect? Like they are always on vacation, rocking amazing outfits, and achieving their dreams while you're stuck in your pajamas with a half-eaten bowl of cereal. Social media can be a highlight reel showcasing only the best bits, leaving us feeling inadequate and envious. Remember, what you see online isn't always reality. Next up, FOMO, fear of missing out. This is that nagging feeling that everyone else is having fun without you. It's like that constant pull to check your phone, making sure you're not missing out on anything exciting. But here's the thing. Constantly chasing experiences online can leave you exhausted and unfulfilled. You might find yourself saying yes to things just because they look cool on social media, even if they don't actually make you happy. Then there is the sleep factor. Ever scroll through your phone right before bed, watching videos or reading articles until you're practically falling asleep with it in your hand? That blue light from our screens can mess with our sleep cycles, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. And we all know that a good night's rest is crucial for mental well-being. It affects everything from our mood to our concentration. Let's talk about attention span. Ever feel like your brain is constantly buzzing, jumping from one notification to the next? Technology can fragment our attention, making it harder to focus on one thing at a time. This constant stimulation can lead to stress and anxiety, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and unable to truly relax. Finally, remember that real-life connections matter. Spending too much time online can sometimes lead to neglecting important relationships in our lives. Take a step back and ask yourself, am I using technology to connect with people, or am I letting it come between me and my loved ones? Think about the last time you had a deep conversation with a friend or family member, face to face, without any distractions. How did that make you feel? Probably pretty good, right? Technology can be a great tool for staying in touch, but nothing beats genuine human interaction. Let me tell you a story. I was at a coffee shop the other day, and this woman next to me had her headphones on, eyes glued to her phone. She seemed completely oblivious to the world around her. I couldn't help but think about how easy it is to get lost in our own little digital worlds. But then, a barista came over with her order, and she looked up for just a second. A smile lit up her face as she greeted him, and I swear it was like the entire world became brighter. That small moment of human connection reminded me that real life is happening all around us, even when we're tempted to tune it out. So, what are our key takeaways? First, be mindful of how much time you spend online. Remember that social media often presents a curated version of reality, so don't compare yourself to others. Second, take breaks from your screens and engage in activities that bring you joy and connect you with the world around you. Third, prioritize real-life interactions over digital ones whenever possible. And lastly, remember that it's okay to unplug and recharge. Remember, technology is a tool. It's up to us to use it wisely. By being mindful of our tech habits and prioritizing our mental well-being, we can harness the power of technology while protecting our peace of mind. So go out there, make some real-life connections, put down your phone every now and then, and remember, life is happening outside those screens. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Heal Your Attachment-style Daily Secure Affirmations. We'll be exploring how to cultivate healthy relationships with ourselves and others. Until then, stay strong, stay connected, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.